basically, I think definitely organize your support network. Make sure that, you know, you've got childcare in place, and you know, if you want to come to uni, find out what the timetable is going to be like beforehand, so you can start with the childcare. I think the childcare was the big issue for me. Depending on how old your child is, obviously, if you've got them in school, then you're not as sort of, it's not as difficult. But
if you settle them into nursery or get them used to child minded, it can take weeks and weeks.
Yeah,
in fact,
yeah.
There's the help with the childcare here.
Well,
financially, or
no, just kind of, it was provided. You know, you knew what you were doing. There's
not really. No. The only thing that you get signposted to is the Bright Beginnings Nursery, which I decided against because it was £25 like registration fee just to go on the waiting list.
Yeah, I couldn't even afford the registration
exactly.
fee. And so I couldn't even go on the waiting list for that.
Yeah, there wasn't any advice about childminders or nurseries or which options to choose, which would have been helpful for me. But
yeah, well, yeah, but the. But you can find out if through our society you could have found out. There's the International Students Office. They give a lot of information on schools and childcare in the area, and they signpost you to the council. So it would have been possible, but then at the time when I started, there wasn't anything sort of there to give me that advice.
Yeah. Did you struggle? Tell her. Quite a lot of unis now have childcare on campus.
Yeah, but it's usually like 80% filled with staff children, and 20% with, you know, student children. And
definitely the case at Bright Beginnings.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and it's really expensive. It's like I looked at a rating of all the nurseries in Leeds, and the LGI, which is the one, that caters the hospital nursery, basically was just over the road. That was like the number one best nursery, and then the second place was the Bright Beginnings. It's a really good nursery, but it's also like quite, you know, fancy, and it's not, you know, not everybody can afford that, and not everybody, you know, can manage to get a place, even because the places are limited, basically.